بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذي أوحينا إليك من الكتاب هو الحق مصدقا لما بين يديه، إن الله بعباده لخبير بصير.
Verse number 31. The scripture I have revealed to you, O Messenger, is the truth in which there is no doubt. It has been revealed by Allah, affirming the precious scriptures. Allah is well informed about His servants and He sees everything. He therefore reveals to the messenger of every nation what they need in their time.
ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير.
Verse number 32. Then I gave the Qur'an to the nation of Muhammad, peace be upon him, whom I had chosen over the communities. Some of them wronged their own souls by doing prohibited actions and leaving out their obligations. Some were moderate by doing their obligations and leaving out prohibited acts, together with leaving out some recommended acts and doing some disliked acts. Some, by Allah's leave, were foremost in good deeds by doing their obligations and recommended acts and leaving out prohibited and disliked acts. The above mentioned selection of this nation and its being given the Qur'an is the greatest favor to which no favor can come close.
جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير.
Verse number 33. Gardens of residence which will be entered by these chosen ones. In it, they will wear bracelets of golds and pearls, and their garments therein will be silk.
وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنَ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ.
Verse number 34. They will say after they enter paradise, "Praise be to Allah, who has removed from us all grief on account of the fear that we had of entering the fire. Our Lord is truly forgiving of the sins of those servants of His who repent, and He is appreciative for their following Him."
الذي أحلنا دار المقامة من فضله لا يمسنا فيها نصب ولا يمسنا فيها لغوب.
Verse number 35. The one who has settled us in the everlasting home out of his bounty, not by our might or strength, where no toil or fatigue will touch us. After Allah mentioned the recompense of those of his servants who are chosen, he mentioned the recompense of the dejected ones from amongst them, who are the disbelievers, in the following verse.
والذين كفروا لهم نار جهنم لا يقضى عليهم فيموتوا ولا يخفف عنهم من عذابها كذلك نجزي كل كفور.
Verse number 36. For those who deny Allah will be the fire of hell, in which they will remain forever. Neither will the decision of death be passed for them, so they can die and be revealed from the punishment, nor will the punishment of hell be alleviated for them in any way. Similar to this recompense, I will reward every person who denies the favors of his Lord on the Day of Judgment.
وَهُمْ يَصْطَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ.
Verse number 37. They will cry out therein as loud as they can, seeking help by saying, Our Lord, let us out from the fire, and we will do righteous deeds, different to what we did before, so that we attain your pleasure and be saved from your punishment. Allah will respond to them thus, did I not let you live a life long enough so that anyone who wanted to take heed could do so and do righteous deeds? And the messenger came to you to warn you of Allah's punishment? Thus, you have no argument nor any excuse after all of this. So taste the punishment of the fire. Those who wrong themselves by disbelief and sins will have no helper to rescue them from Allah's punishment or lighten it for them.
إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور.
Verse number 38. Allah knows all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth. Nothing of that misses him. He knows whatever his servants conceal in their chests, whether good or bad. Beneficial points. 1. The virtue of the nation of Muhammad, peace be upon him, over all other nation. 2. The difference in the faith of the believers implies a difference in their rank in the world and the hereafter. 3. Paradise is a place of comfort and happiness, while the fire is a place of fatigue and misery. 4. Time is a trust that must be guarded. Whoever wastes it will regret when regret will be of no use. 5. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything.
هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض فمن كفر فعليه كفره ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم عند ربهم إلا مقتا ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم إلا خسارا.
Verse number 39. It is he who made some of you, O people, succeed others on earth, those who deny Allah and what the messengers brought, then the sin and retribution of their disbelief will be borne by them. Their disbelief does not harm their Lord. The disbelief of the disbelievers add only to their Lord's displeasure and hatred for them. The disbelief of the disbelievers adds only to their loss, as they will lose what Allah would have prepared for them in paradise had they believed.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ شُرَكَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ كِتَابًا فَهُمْ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْهُ بَلْ إِنْ يَعِدُ الظَّالِمُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا إِلَّا غُرُورًا.
Verse number 40. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, tell me about those partners of yours that you worship instead of Allah. What have they created on earth? Did they create its mountains? Did they create its rivers? Did they create its animals? Or do they have any share with Allah in the creation of the heavens? Or have I given them a book in which there is proof of the validity of their worshipping their idols? Nothing of that is true. In fact, those who wrong themselves by disbelief and sins promise one another nothing but delusion.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَا وَلَئِن زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا.
Verse number 41. Allah, may He be glorified, holds the heavens and the earth, preventing them from vanishing, and were they to vanish, hypothetically, there is none to hold them back from vanishing after Him, may He be glorified. He is forbearing and does not rush to punish, forgiving the sins of those of His servants who repent.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِن جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ لَيَكُونُنَّ أَهْدَى مِنْ إِحْدَى الْأُمَمِ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا.
Verse number 42. These denying disbelievers swore a solemn and affirmed oath that if a messenger from Allah came to them to warn them of his punishment, they would be more guided and follow the truth more than the Jews, Christians, and others. Yet, when Muhammad, peace be upon him, came to them after being sent by his Lord, and he warned them of Allah's punishment, his coming only increased them in aversion to the truth and adherence to falsehood. They did not fulfill the solemn oaths that they took that they will be more guided than those who preceded them.
Istikbaran fil ardi wa makra as-sayyi wa la yahiqu al-makru as-sayyi illa bi ahlihi fahal yanzuruna illa sunnatal awwalin فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا.
Verse number 43. The oath that they took in Allah's name was not done in good faith and with a sound objective. It was only to be arrogant on earth and to deceive people. An evil plot only rebounds on those who plotted it. So are these arrogant plotters waiting for anything but Allah's established practice, which is their destruction, as He had destroyed those predecessors of theirs who were similar to them. You will not find any change to Allah's practice in destroying those who are arrogant, such that the destruction does not come on them, nor any diversion, such that it falls on others besides them, because it is an established divine practice.
أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا.
Verse number 44. Have these deniers not traveled on earth and reflected over how those nations before them who had denied met their end? Was their end not an evil one, as Allah destroyed them, although they were superior to these people in strength? Allah is not to be outdone by anything in the heavens or on earth. He is the one who knows about the actions of these deniers. Nothing of their actions is hidden from nor escapes him. He has power to destroy them whenever he wills. Beneficial points. 1. Disbelief is a cause of Allah's displeasure and a path to loss and wretchedness. 2. The idolaters do not have any evidence for their idolatry, neither rational or textual. 3. The wrongdoer's plotting will only come back to destroy him sooner or later.
وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا.
Verse number 45. If Allah were to rush to punish people for the wrong they have done and the sins they perpetrated, He would have destroyed all the people on earth at once, together with the animals and wealth they own. But He, may He be glorified, gives them respite until a fixed time, which is the day of resurrection. When the day of resurrection comes, Allah is fully aware of what His servants used to do, and nothing remains hidden from Him. He will then recompense them for their actions, whether good or bad.